I stared at the jagged cut for several seconds, trying to wrap my head around the reality of it and the consequences. I was bleeding out, obviously, which meant I didn't have much time before I fainted. And once that happened, I'd be a sitting duck, not just for Tiamat, but for all the other ocean life that was drawn by the scent of blood. I might as well be wearing a sign that read, "All You Can Eat Mermaid Buffet." I glanced around. I had to get moving, fast. But I was still about 700 miles from Mer territory, and judging from how dizzy and confused I felt, I didn't think I could make it that far, even if the copious amounts of blood leaking from my tail weren't announcing my weakness to the world. There was only one place to go, Kona's. If my underwater GPS homing beacon instinct was working properly, I was about 90 miles from the outskirts of his territory. At the rate I swam, it would take me about 50 minutes to get there. Surely, if I concentrated, I could make it that far. Speeding up, I used every ounce of strength my arms had to propel myself through the water as I tried to give my tail a rest. It took only a few minutes for my arm muscles to get tired, though, and I worried about how long I could keep this up. I could feel myself growing weaker with every second that passed. Long enough, I told myself grimly. I could keep this up long enough to get myself to safety. The alternative was dying out here alone, and I wasn't about to give Tiamat that satisfaction, or Kona and my family that heartbreak. Then I would be just like my mom. My father and Moku and Ryo would never know what had happened to me. They'd think I just drifted away, drawn by the call of the ocean and forgotten all about them. I couldn't let that happen. I wouldn't let that happen. A great white shark swam past, its black, beady eyes completely focused on the blood trail behind me. I stifled a mental scream, reminded myself of all the times Kona had told me I had nothing to fear from sharks, even big ones like this. But when the thing made a U-turn and came back, swimming so close that its tail brushed against me, I knew I was in serious trouble. Sharks might not bother mermaids in everyday life, but my open wound was obviously too much for the predator to resist. It was only a matter of time before it tried to eat me. The thought terrified me and made me angry. I would be damned if I had just fought off a whole coven of Tiamat's sharkmen only to be done in by a normal shark. Gathering my power was a lot harder this time around. I was weaker, close to physical collapse, and scared out of my mind. Trying to focus my gifts, to use them to defend myself, was difficult at the best of times. Now I was afraid it would be downright impossible, especially since that new electricity thing seemed to be MIA. Then again, when the alternative was becoming some shark's afternoon snack, I had a lot of motivation to get things right. The fire started in my stomach, the way it always did, as I gathered more and more energy to me. It was smaller than usual, didn't burn as hot, but I forced myself to tap into the last of my reserves. They were incredibly low, and I instinctively started seeking power outside of myself. Even as I tried, I wasn't sure I could do it. I'd never tried this before, had never even known it was possible, but some latent instinct was demanding that I tap into the energy of the current, of the ocean itself, before it was too late. Closing my eyes, I focused everything I had into channeling strength from the water. I could almost see its energy, a glowing cerulean light that wove through the whole world around me, kind of like a net. It permeated all parts of the ocean as far as I could see. I reached out to touch it, felt a jolt rip through my body that was unlike anything I'd ever felt before.